Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, Winning Every Day family. Welcome to another refreshing and inspiring episode of the Winning Every Day podcast, where we draw strength, wisdom, and hope from God's Word to help you win in life every single day. I'm so excited to be with you today. How are you doing? I hope your heart is full of expectation, because God has something beautiful for you in today's devotional. Today's topic is one that shines with purpose and hope. It's titled, The Light of the World. And our Bible text is taken from John chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Some years ago, I read a story about a young man working in a hotel lobby. Every day, this young man greeted guests with genuine warmth and joy. One day, a man came around and asked him, Why are you always so happy at your job? The young man replied, Because when I'm here, I feel seen, valued, and appreciated. I work in an environment where people treat me with kindness, and it helps me bring that same light to others. That story stuck with me because it shows that light is contagious. When someone carries light within, they illuminate others around them. Just like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Now, let me ask you this. Do you see yourself as a light where you are at work, at school, in your family, or even online? Maybe you've been walking through seasons that feel dark, loneliness, confusion, discouragement. But listen, even a tiny candle can chase away a room full of darkness. Don't underestimate the light you carry. Jesus didn't just call himself the light. He called you the light too. When his spirit lives in you, you become a reflection of his glory. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So rise today. Don't hide your light. Don't let fear, shame, or the opinions of others dim your glow. Let me ask another question. What does it mean to shine your light? It's not about perfection or preaching from a platform. It's about living in love, walking in truth, and showing kindness, even when no one is watching. When you forgive someone who hurt you, you're shining your light. When you encourage a colleague who's struggling, you're shining your light. When you stay honest in a world of shortcuts, you're shining your light. When you pray for others, give generously, or smile through your storm, you are declaring that darkness will not win. And remember, light is most visible in darkness. So if your environment feels dark, maybe in your home, your community, or your nation, it might be because God wants you to shine brighter there. You are not there by accident. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, You will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. So, don't complain about the darkness. Be the light in it. Now, take a moment to reflect. Where has God placed you to shine? What little act of love can brighten someone's day today? Are you letting your light shine, or are you hiding it under fear, doubt, or busyness? Action point for today. Before the day ends, do one intentional act of light. It could be a kind word, a prayer for a friend, a helping hand, or a simple message of hope. Let someone feel God's love through you today. So today, wherever you go, shine. Don't dim your light to fit in. Don't hide it because others don't understand. You are a child of light, Ephesians 5 verse 8. You were made to glow, to guide, and to glorify God. Now let's make our confession of faith together. Say this with me. Today, I walk in the light of Christ. I am a light to my world. I shine with love, joy, and hope. Darkness cannot overcome me. I am guided by God's truth and filled with his glory. Today, I shine brightly for Jesus. In Jesus' name, beautiful, you are glowing already. Let's pray. Father, Thank you for sending Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you for calling us to shine with your glory. Today, help us walk in your light, reflect your love, and brighten the lives of everyone around us. Lord, bless every listener today. Guide their steps, fill their hearts with joy, and let your favor surround them like light. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend or loved one. You never know whose life your light will transform. Remember, you are a winner every day because you walk in the light of Christ. Till I see you again on the next episode, stay blessed and keep winning.
Going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.